Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. He's the former head of NV Energy, the chairman, and now he is the co-chair of No on Three. Phil Satre joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
My name is Reed. NV Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business, I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, NV Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way NV Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, NV Energy, it's over.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Phil Satre, legendary person in the state of Nevada on every level. Just a brief history here, former head of Caesars Entertainment, NV Energy. He's currently chairman of Nordstrom's and chairman of IGT. It is an absolute pleasure to have you back on the program,
Sam. Nice to be here, Sam.
So you're here as the co-chairman of No on Three, the Energy Choice Initiative. And, you know, there are some that refer to this as a battle between billionaires, with Warren Buffett on one side and Sheldon Adelson and Rob Roy on the other side of this issue. But it's much bigger than that. Please give us your perspective.
Sure. This is question three is a constitutional amendment that would change and dismantle, really, the energy structure of Nevada. And after looking at it and doing some research myself, I made the decision that I didn't support that. In fact, that I wanted to oppose it. I think it's very risky for the state of Nevada, and I think it is going to be very costly for the state of Nevada if this amendment to our Constitution passes in the November election.
There are a lot of people that would prefer, if this was going to be done anyway, that it wasn't as an amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest risks. No other state has ever approached it as an amendment to the Constitution, because then you really have to wait 4 years. If it's not the right decision, and I don't believe it will be, you have 4 years that you have to go through in order to go back to where you were.
Okay, so let's start with your objections to this. Because, you know, and let's point out, we're in a disruptive economy with things like Switch. Switch is one example, but things like Uber and Lyft and others that are coming in and blowing up systems that have been in place forever. But in a lot of cases, these things are making things cheaper, just like airline deregulation did. For the public. So what are your objections?
So starting with the facts, I mean, I would start with the fact that I don't like that it is a constitutional amendment. I think that is a big mistake for the reasons that you and I just discussed. But secondly, I don't think it's going to work. And I think the evidence is that in most states that have approached this, it hasn't worked. If you look at what's happened in energy in this state, since 2009, the rates for the customer have dropped by 15%. We are among the lowest in energy cost in the United States, and we are lower than all 14 states that deregulated in the 1990s. So they've had 20 years to make this right, and they're not better off than we are. So I think that that's some pretty strong factual information that this is a bad decision and that it's costly. The other reasons why it's costly is that you're exposed to the wholesale market. And when you're exposed to the wholesale market, your energy bills can change very rapidly because there is no regulation that puts in place what the rates will be like we have now with a vertically organized energy market. With NV Energy does the generation, the transmission, the distribution, and what's called the retail, the metering, the billing, the service, and all of that. So that all changes when you change this system if question three were to pass. I don't think that's a good outcome. I think it's also been established that energy choice decisions that have been made in other states or deregulation that's been made in other states, because there's a mixture, those are two different things, that the consumers at the residential level and small business level have the least power, so to speak. I don't mean that in the sense of energy power. I mean that power to get the rates that they want. Large users, some like the supporters of question three, have the ability to negotiate long-term contracts with energy providers. And in fact, they have that ability right now in Nevada.
As I brought up the airline industry, people are against the deregulation of the airline industry, and yet, you know, the number of people that were flying from the general public back in the day prior to deregulation versus what it is now, it's a tremendous change, and the prices have become much cheaper.
But those are two different kinds of industries, really.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason. I mean, that's why I think you have to look at the detailed information that the Gwynn Center looked at, that the PUC looked at here, that the Governor's Energy Commission looked at, and all of them reached the conclusion that this is very risky and this could be very costly. And the cost isn't just what you pay for the energy that's provided by a new wholesale provider. And the argument is, well, they're going to be in competition, they're going to lower their rates. But why hasn't that been proven true in other states? And then the second issue is, when you do this, the current energy provider, NV Energy, will clearly be out of business as a owner of generation facilities. And there's going to be what are called stranded costs. Stranded costs are going to range somewhere in the billions of dollars, most likely somewhere around $4 billion. And the ratepayers in Nevada have to pay that because that investment was made by the company at a time when the structure said, provide us with reliable, low-cost energy as efficiently as possible. And you go to the PUC as the energy supplier, and NV Energy did this with an integrated resource plan that gets approved by the PUC, and then you have to abide by that integrated resource plan if you're NV Energy. That protects the consumer.
Okay, so let's deal with a couple of things that you brought up. First of all, I read the Gwynn Center analysis, and they basically said could go either way. I mean, they were not definitive in what the result would be from this. And they've been that way on a lot of different issues, by the way.
Well, and the Gwynn Center doesn't take an advocacy position. They try to examine the facts. And when you look at their report, they say you're not going to know until this is all said and done because the implementation is very important. And right now, that's a blank sheet of paper in this state. That's going to be up to the legislature and probably the courts. Because when you look at the experience of other states, it has been their legislatures who make that decision, and that decision has to be made in about a 4 or 5 year period. So we're going to have a long period of implementation, and we're not going to know what it's going to look like, whether there's going to be rate caps. Which is not what they're asking for right now. But some states have found that the only way to protect the residential consumer and the small businessman is to put rate caps on. Well, that's not energy choice. That's state regulation again. They've also found that, and you'll see it in the PUC report, that it's going to cost about $100 million in the state of Nevada to implement that. And then it's going to cost about $45 million a year to carry it out annually under the new format. That's a very expensive proposition for the ratepayers.
But the PUC is not going to go away. I mean, there's nothing in this that says that the PUC is going to be disbanded, so they would still be there, presumably, to protect the consumer.
Well, actually, they won't, because you're going to have to go to some sort of wholesale market implementation like CalISO. Or another one, or, you know, there's another one that's around that deals primarily with coal, but CalISO deals primarily with natural gas. And so natural gas is the single biggest determinant of what ratepayers pay right now. And there's nothing that says, under the new situation, you have to select natural gas or renewables or not select coal. There's a whole bunch of options that you have when you're a independent service provider like CalISO is. And the likelihood is, Sam, that we'll probably end up going with CalISO if question three passes.
Okay, but just to make it clear, so you're saying that the PUC would go away, that it would not
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that they're not going to be able to regulate the energy cost. It's going to be determined by wholesale pricing.
Okay, so what would the PUC then regulate?
You'll have to ask them that question.
And there are those that say
there's distribution, I would think, and transmission.
Okay, so there are those that would say that that report that came out from the PUC was pretty stacked. After decades and decades of working with NV Energy, that it leaned very heavily towards NV Energy.
Well, why did they say that?
Just in the negativity towards question three.
Well, I think the PUC felt the responsibility for making the best judgment possible. They're professionals, and I'm not sure I would understand. They fight with NV Energy most of the time and argue with NV Energy and, you know, go back and forth. It's a very, very strongly negotiated process. So I don't see why the PUC has that inclination. So whoever they is, I don't agree with them.
All right, for sure. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. And by the way, we're going to have the opposite side on, and I plan to play devil's advocate with them as well.
Oh, so I understand.
This is going to be a fair fight, and we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Phil Satre. He's the co-chair of No on Three. I wanted to point out that John Wellinghoff, who was the consumer advocate, the very first consumer advocate put in place by Randolph Townsend many, many moons ago, is advocating on behalf of Question Three. Does that give
Doesn't
you any
change
pause?
My point of view a bit.
But here's somebody who spent a good portion of his career both advocating on behalf of the public as the consumer advocate, went on as chairman of the Federal Electric Regulation Committee. I mean, this is a man who knows energy inside and out. Why do you think that he would abandon Nevadans in pursuit of this?
Well, I think he's mixed up. I don't agree with John on this, and I think the facts in the Gwen Center report, even if they're not conclusive and they don't advocate a position, they raise the issues. And I have a big issue around this that's probably not in their report. I don't think I saw it in there. It's a pretty dense report, about 80 pages. But and one of those is this. Why would we do this in this state? When we've come out of a recession, we've finally got our footing. Unemployment rates are at almost all-time lows. The housing market has resurged. We diversified our economy better than we've ever done it before. So the risk that we faced when we went through the Great Recession, we're getting rid of those. And we've become an attractive place for people to move their business to or to move their residence to. All of those things, I think, are put at risk when you change the energy market and create uncertainty about what are my rates going to be and how am I going to know what my bill's going to look like, particularly if you're bringing a small business here. So I think we're doing this at exactly the wrong time.
Okay, and I want to point out, and I should have done this earlier in the program, but I want to point out both sides of this argument is spending money putting their commercials on this program, and so I just want to put that out there, and that's why we're going to have both sides to come on. I agree with what you're saying in terms of an incredible time for the economy. Who could have dreamt that, you know, certainly Las Vegas has boomed over the years, but to see Northern Nevada and diversifying and booming in the way it is unbelievable. And I want to talk to you about that in our next program vis-a-vis one of your other previous careers. But 72% of the people voted in favor of this 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I think most people would say, I don't even know what I voted on. I mean, I think when you talk to people who voted on this because there was almost no information out there for the consumer. Many of them thought they were voting on rooftop solar, which has nothing to do with energy choice.
But let me interrupt for a moment, which is, where was NV Energy 2 years ago?
I can't answer that for you. You'll have to talk to somebody from NV Energy.
Right, and we would love to have somebody on. We have invited several times, and at this point, perhaps you can help us to get Mr. Caudill on.
I don't work there anymore.
Well,
I'm involved on No on Three.
I believe you have phone numbers. The thing was that NV Energy remained neutral on this until this cycle. Now, not only are they not neutral, they've got $30 million that they are putting into this to fight it, and I'm told that is the floor, not the ceiling, of how much money they're prepared to invest. So this is, you know, not an altruistic thing. This is a business decision.
Oh, absolutely it's a business decision, but I also think I'm looking at it. I don't have any interest in NV Energy anymore. I'm not involved with the board. I don't own any shares, anything like that. So for me, the question really is, what's best for this state at this point in time? And when I look at this, I think it is risky and it is costly. It's bad timing. And I think we don't know where we are getting ourselves into if we do this. When you look at the experience in other states, when you look at our rates compared to the 14 states that deregulated, when you look at the other states that have some form of energy choice, it is not a pretty picture. It's not a clear picture. Some states did it a little bit better than others. Some did it awful. And I think we don't need to take that risk at this point in time, particularly when we have a highly reliable, highly efficient, and very, very well-priced energy model in this state.
Which is, of course, a monopoly.
Yes, it is a monopoly. And it's a monopoly that is working for this state and for the consumers in this state, particularly the residential consumers, the small business consumers, and the rural consumers. And when you look at who's supporting this initiative, it's not great big businesses. Certainly NV Energy supports it, as you point out, But when you look at everybody else in there, it's union workers, it's the mayors of small cities in this state, it's the mayors of big cities in this state, or the former mayors. So this has broad support now that people are beginning to understand what's really at issue. And reading these reports, whether it's the PUC report, the governor's commission, or the Gwynn Center report, people are beginning to question, is this a good idea? Because the first notion is, oh, competition is good. In the monopoly, prices will drop. But examine the facts.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Phil Satre after this timeout.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Phil Satre. He's the co-chair of No on 3, the Energy Choice Initiative. You know, as you pointed out, now the facts are starting to come out. Obviously, NV Energy is fully engaged from where they were before. And so there's information going out. But you also have been a great student of politics over the years. In fact, at one point, there was talk of you running for governor of the state of Nevada. So you are very well-informed.
Luckily for the state, that didn't happen.
I don't know so much about that. But the average person is going to get all of their information from 30-second commercials. We both know that. I mean, those that are informed or care to be informed can read the paperwork. Our old friend Jan Jones, when she ran for governor, put out these incredible position papers. And I believe she, her mom, and I read all of those, but really nobody else, which is why she ended up not being governor. So it comes down to a 30-second message.
Yeah, and I think that's a risk for everybody in politics, whether it's an initiative like this or a constitutional amendment like this, or whether it's, you know, the gubernatorial race or whatever race it might be. I do believe we need organizations like the Gwynn Center to at least, on an independent basis, examine this and raise the questions without advocating one position or the other. Raise the questions for legislators and opinion leaders. We're not always going to reach with the Gwynn Center, and we know that, the vast number of voters in the state. But if we can get some people who believe one way or the other based upon reading their report and come out and advocate on their own behalf, not on behalf of the Gwynn Center, for what they really believe, the conclusions that they want to draw and believe they should draw from those reports. So I do think we probably end up with a battle of billionaires advertising back and forth. But in the end, people need to have some source of factual basis for making that decision, and particularly to be informed on what the consequences are.
When you looked at NV Energy's proposal for around $4 billion worth of investment in the state, if question three is defeated, did that concern you for the way that the optics on that?
It's not $4 billion. What happens is their assets are now no longer an investable asset that they got the approval of the PUC to invest in. Many of those, in fact, were investments made when I was the chairman of the board of Indy
Okay,
Energy.
No, I'm talking about the renewables that they're talking about investing in.
You're talking about a different subject.
Yes.
The 1,000 megawatts.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the stranded assets.
I thought you were talking about stranded assets.
Yes,
sorry,
no,
Sam.
I'm talking about in the closing stretches of this horse race, that they come out and say, if this goes down, we will invest in renewables, which has helped bring along the Sierra Club and other organizations like that in the last week. But on the other side of that, it was kind of interesting that they proposed that now, not 2 years ago, not 4 years ago.
Well, I think one of the things that NV Energy's been trying to do is to meet the renewable portfolio standard, which was 25% by 2025, as
right.
I recall. They're now at about 20%. So they're already close to meeting the standard, and that is the determinant of renewable investing. So you really have to be able to say, does the state really want renewables? Because renewables aren't always less expensive to the consumer right now.
We're almost out of time. Question 6 is now on the ballot as well. Are you in favor of that, to see the portfolio increased for renewables to 50%?
I have mixed emotions about that.
Which means?
And I have mixed emotions because I think it may be much more expensive for the consumer to have a renewable portfolio standard that's that high. I know the proponent of that, known him from days on the Stanford Board of Trustees. He's a very strong believer in this, and I respect Tom and his wife Kat for what they've done and what they believe in, but I'm not sure it's right for this state.
Is he going to run for president?
I don't know.
All right, that's where you got to leave it, but we're going to hold you over because we want to talk about your other life, which is the gaming world, when we come back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
In part 2 of our interview with Phil Satre, we turn to gaming for the whole show on our next Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you then.